Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm such a Blog Talk Radio Networker. Got a good one for y'all tonight. I want to talk about some things. People, what I am constantly doing is I am constantly giving you guys an understanding of what goes on in my brain. I found Nerdmatics. Nerdmatics is just communication based on 100% pure truth. And if you can remember the one date, for those that have been following me, you can remember the one date that I always talk about. I always talk about July 11, 2009. July 10th, 2009. July 10th was the day that I woke up and I told myself that I will never, ever tell myself another lie. I've been on a streak ever since. But I'm here today, tonight, to tell you why a lot of you individuals will not be honest with yourself. You won't admit you're wrong, and you won't admit the hurt. You defend the wrong, and you can't admit to yourself you're hurt because it still owns you. People, I want to give a special hello to a friend of mine, Pamela Smith. She reached out to me today. She said, look here, damn it. I need these episodes because I'm learning dimensions of things. Now get back in Todd Smith Studios and make it happen. And so here I am. So I just want to say hello. Actually, she didn't say that. She just reached out to me and said, well, are we on tonight for a show that is? All right. And I obliged. Yes, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, here it is. Broadcasting live, Todd Smith Studios on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm talking about hurt. Like wrong, you defend it, and you won't admit it because yours still own you. So first I'm going to break it down what I mean when I say that. Then I'm going to give you an example of myself. People, I have met at 52 years old, every individual, and I'm going to be honest, I can say two guys I met was like this, and every woman I've ever tried to date was like this. Every last one. And what exactly is the this? Wrong. I used to date a woman who met a guy fresh out of jail, didn't have a job or nothing. That woman said to me, it was my job as a black woman to stand by my man. I said, no. That's not how that works. You're supposed to wait until that person is your husband. She still didn't understand what I was saying. And cut through the chase, she didn't understand what I was saying because she knew it was wrong and it still owned her. People, when things still own you, they own you. But I don't want to jump ahead of myself. So she did wrong by dating and living with an individual that was in prison, just fresh out, couldn't do nothing for her. The term is relationship. How are you in a relationship with someone you don't even relate to? Wrong yet again. But you'll never get individuals to admit they was wrong and become an advocate for, so others behind them don't end up in the same situation because they themselves will never admit the wrong. And just like hurt, you won't admit it. You won't admit when you're hurt. So allow me. People, I'm going to tell you something. What you hear from me is an exquisite, in-depth detail of wrong and hurt. That's what you get when you come over here to the Christopher Smith Show. You get an onslaught and an abundance, an overload. Endless, and I mean endless, stories of hurt. It's hard to believe that all this hurt lived in just one individual. What's the difference between you listening to all the wrong and hurt. And this is the one thing that I had yet to meet someone to understand this perspective. I am now an advocate. My hurt doesn't own me. My hurt does not own me. My pain, the wrong that was done to me in my life, it doesn't own me. And if you want to say it does, or you insist on having the intellect of a doorknob, then okay, well, but allow me to give you some education. People, I'm going to tell you something. My mama's side of the family is night and day different than my father's side of the family. And I want to be clear, I've actually learned what I'm about to tell you from my mother's side of the family. And it's going to give you an idea to understand why it's not me. People, there are lots of individuals who are still beneath their hurt. Let me say that again. There is a lot of people that is beneath their hurt. And if they're beneath their hurt, that means their hurt is on top of them. People, you should proudly be able to talk about the wrong you've done in your life. You get, when you speak it out of you. When you don't talk about something, you hear what they say. They say, let it out. Ain't that what they say? They say, let it out. But you hear me talk about all these issues with my mother, with my daughter, and you say, oh, that's wrong, but I'm letting it out. I'm letting it out. I'm letting it out of me. I'm not holding this stuff in me. Sometimes, periodically, I ask myself, today, I think I did it, today is Thursday, I think I did it Tuesday. I said, Lord, what happened to my daughter and me? She was my best friend. Still, today, and I talk about it, because when it comes to me, I let it out. I let it out. I get it up out of my thought process. And that's why it's not beneath me. But well, like I said, I learned this narrative from my mother's side of the family. All of them is just so beneath every jacked up thing that happened to them. They are still underneath it. They got every excuse in the world. It's the reason why my mother and I are not in a relationship. See, y'all going to learn about my problems. Oh, you're going to learn. Because if I was to say that this was an ex-girlfriend, y'all would say, oh, yeah, I wouldn't say nothing to her neither. But when I say it's my mom, then it's, oh, whoa, but that's your mother. No. I'm going to tell y'all something. We are all borrowing this flesh, but we are spiritual beings. And if you think that someone can navigate themselves through life and stay in character, then you're a fool, and as I stated earlier, you have the intellect of a doorknob. I'm going to give you an example of what I mean and what I just said. I used to date this woman. Her son, myself, and her was driving in the car. He was in the back seat. He was sitting in the middle of the seat, so he was kind of leaning forward. I was in the passenger seat. She was driving. We were on our way to the movies. And we were in the car talking, and she says her son was named Jimmy. And Jimmy says, my ex-girlfriend used to beat on me. I said, and you didn't do nothing? And she proudly said, like a good dummy, I taught Jimmy never to hit a woman. I said to Jimmy, I said, no, when a woman hits you, you knock the shit out of her. She was like, oh, my God, like, how are you reprogramming my son? I said, Jimmy, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your mama a woman? Yeah. I said, is your mother a monster? He said, is my mother a monster? I said, is your mother a monster, Jimmy? He said, no. I said, so answer me a question. When that woman was beating on you, was she in the same characteristic of your mother, or was she in the characteristics of a monster? He said, yeah. I said, so I want to be clear with what I'm telling you here tonight, Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, Don't let a demonic spirit borrow someone's soul and bring strife on you, and then you sit down there and still say that there's a beautiful person in there. There was this incident that happened online, and the guy called into my show. There was an incident that happened online. It was a bunch of women, little girls, 15-year-old girls, and I'm going to tell y'all, people, I drive for Lyft. One thing I don't do, if I see three girls, I'm not picking them up. I'm not. Every time you pick up three females, it's always something. The one that ordered the ride sits up front like an angel. The one that's the big loud mouth sits across from you, and the one that eggs everything on sits behind you so you can't see her feeding the egger all the thing. Oh, I want to stop there. We should stop there. Yeah, let's stop there. Did all this nonsense. I don't. This man was at, there was an instant, there was a situation where the gentleman was there with his family, and five of these individuals decided they was going to start beating on him. But don't hit us because we're girls, and this one girl, the video was crazy. She pushes him, and then she's walking up to him, and she got her hand down at her belly. And I guess that's her trying to fake him out, and he clocks her. And I applauded the white man for what he did. I applauded him. I said, yeah, he should have knocked her in the next week. I was hoping that she broke her neck or something because a man must protect himself. He was with his wife and his family, his little children. But these individuals said, oh, no, we're gonna mess with you, and then when you strike us back, we're going to fall in the covenant of being little girls. You hit me like a girl, but yet they were acting like monsters. They were acting like monsters. So I learned as a person that understands the spiritual, and this is what I lead in my life. I lead by a spiritual. I don't lead in the physical. That's why mothers don't mean nothing to me. When you act out of character, there's a different spirit possessing that your body. Every woman I've ever dated, every person I've ever talked to, with the exception of one, my friend Calvin, will tell you, I go by your spiritual. You hear it all the time. You go see somebody in the hospital, that person was in good spirits. Spirits. Y'all keep going by titles. I'm going to pass on that. But we're talking about wrong. Like hurt, you defend it and you can't admit yours because it still owns you. People, my hurt does not own me. I am so above my hurt. This is why I can talk about it. Many years ago when I first started in this thing, people never heard nobody talk like me. So when I was talking, the only thing women would say to me was, damn, who hurt you? Who hurt you? So what I started doing is I started adding some comedy to my words. I was getting at least 100 who hurt yous a day to about 1 to 2 a month. I got a very understanding perspective about life. I don't honor the physical more than I honor the spiritual. I don't and never will. Let me say that again. I do not honor the physical more than I honor the spiritual. I don't and never will. You will love me if the title is of such. That's it. If you don't, cool. I'm not, listen, people, I'm not trying to bargain nobody into loving me. As I told every individual I tried to date, when they just didn't want to agree with me, I said, okay, well, let me ask you a question. I want to be honest with you. I'm 52 years old, and this question has not yet been answered. I said, let me ask you a question then. What are my intentions? Why do you not want to agree with me? What are my intentions? What are my intentions? I speak from the heart. Because that's where a lot of harmony is with me. As I told y'all earlier, when I came home tonight, you know what I said? Hello, home, I'm back. When I go to bed at night, y'all know the drill. I turn my TV off. I tell my den, thank you, home, for being my house for another day. I tell my house that. I go lay in my bed, and I'm happy. Thank you for being my home. Thank you for hosting my energy. And I want to be clear about something that I'm about to say. I want to be clear. I am in no way mad at anybody. I'm not mad at my mama. I'm not mad at Atia LaShawn Bradley for turning my daughter against me. But I don't ever want to say anything to him. My mother, yeah. Yeah, I would love for my mom to get help and talk. But far as my daughter is concerned and her mother, I have no interest. None at all. The child that I fathered, her roots, she decided she wanted to be raised from the Bradley side of the house. And Mary Bradley, Atia LaShawn Bradley's mother, is an evil, wicked person. And all they did was seen to it that the child that I fathered carry on their family's tradition. So the daughter that I birthed is not there. The daughter that I used to love is not there. And I want to be clear. That's a testosterone perspective. You see, Todd Smith, my dad, told me everything that was going to happen. Just like you're listening to me now, you're saying, "Oh my, but that's your daughter." But that's, I was like that too. When it concerning this topic, I was like you. I had the intellect of a doorknob. Yeah, I had the intellect of a doorknob, and I told my dad, like you, listening to me now, saying, "No, but that's your, but that's your." Yep, I was the same way, and everything my dad said came to pass. Everything but one. And boy, did it hurt. It hurt. Boy, did it hurt. You talk about hurt. People, I wanted to kill myself two times. I was hurt. Proud of my hurt. I am so proud of my hurt. I am not at all ashamed of anything that I've been through. I am not at all ashamed of anything that happened. I am not ashamed of it. I'm not. I am happy. My life is what it is. I am happy that I am 52 years old, and I now understand that my type of character don't fit in with the everyday person. I like to work. People, I love to work. I'm a workaholic. People, I save $50 a day. When I listen to people say I try to save $100 a month, I'd be like, I would probably want to kill myself if all I saved was $100 a month. I would want to kill myself. I save close to $5,000 a month. That's my life. I have harmony in my life. When I tell y'all I have harmony in my life, you have no idea. Ice Cube made a statement in the song No Vaseline. And in the song he said, "I started off with too much cargo. I dropped four, is now making all the dough." I started off with too much cargo, dropped four, is now making all the dough. And I can relate to that comment. Because when you get people out of your life, stress leaves right along with them. Wrong like hurt. You defend and can't admit yours because it still owns you. People, I admit to my hurt because it does not own me. It don't. My hurt does not own me. The wrong that I've done in my life, the one thing I could say that I've done wrong over everything, I don't have that long track story with a woman like a lot of women have with men that I met. I don't have that track story. I brought this house. I met an individual, told me she was screwing two guys. I changed my number. I haven't spoken to her since. I told her before, I don't talk to another man's woman. Booty just as big as the state of Virginia itself, and I don't care. I said, nope, I am not going to get caught up in that. I talk about my wrong. And the one thing that I can say once again that was wrong more than anything, I gave Atia LaShawn Bradley and her daughter 11 and a half years of my life. 11 and a half years of my life. anytime a woman so much as act funny with me now, goodbye. I don't want part twos to that. I want to be clear about something. I introduced the world to a narrative that was not yet heard of before I spoke about it. That is, a dad or child support, choose one. The perspective is, you don't have me paying you child support and I'm still a father, because unlike everybody else you know, no one else knows this narrative. The only reason why a man pays child support is because he was stripped of being a father in the first place. You see, in order to get a child support order, you must first have a judgment. And in order to get a judgment, you must have been neglected in something. See, these are all the things that they don't want to tell you. This is why I am who I am. They don't want to tell you that they found you in neglect of being a father. They don't go the long way with it. They go the shortcut way with it, because when they go the shortcut way with it, you won't understand it. And you'll do like millions of idiots are doing, paying child support and still think they're a father. Once you pay child support, you are not a father. You keep thinking you are. And if you think so, once again, you got the intellect of a fucking doorknob. So allow me, since when you pay child support, you're still a daddy. Okay? Right. Okay. You're what they call a non-custodial dad, and you still think you're a father because, once again, you got the intellect of a doorknob. But allow me. You heard this first. If you never heard this, heard me say it on any of my other platforms, allow me. A non-custodial dad. I said, you're stripped of a father. You're no longer a father. You say, yes, I am. I'm just a non-custodial. That's what you think. Of course it is. Let me go left for a second, by the way. Let me announce that. I'm going to go left. People, what do you call a non-paying job? What do you call a job that you get paid at? You call it a job. When you put non in front of the word paying, what is it called? It's not called a job no more. It's now called an intern. It changes the definition of it in its entirety. When someone say to you, I'm selling a car, but it's a non-working car, do you still call it a car or do you call it a piece of shit? Whenever you put non in front of something, it changes the definition in its entirety. You're a dad, you're a non-custodial dad. And the reason why a lot of fathers didn't want to understand this narrative at first, because once you understand, there's a lot of hurt waiting for you. A lot of hurt. People, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again here tonight. When it comes to hurt, once you admit to it, you have to talk about it. You have to get it out. John Walsh started America's Most Wanted. He had to do that. He had to feel some type of vindication from the wrong that was done to him. Criminals kidnapped his son and killed it. He was on a hunt for criminals. Candy Leitner, child was killed by a drunk driver. Because her child was killed by a drunk driver, Candy Leitner was hurt. Advocate. So much to the point, she even put MAD as the organization's name, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Christopher Smith starts the League of Dad and the National Fathers League because he had his family, his child, his one and only child, ripped from him, and had an individual make a mockery of it when it was done. And because of that, he became an advocate. Tens and thousands of fathers, maybe millions, heard me. Millions of fathers heard my voice. Millions of fathers heard my word. excuse me, I got emails from individuals telling me, thank you. Your perspective and your narrative is how I'm going to live from this point on. I got an email from a woman named Alexis Stewart. Alexis Stewart told me something. Alexis Stewart said, thank you for saving my brother's life. He wanted to kill himself. Our mother and his girlfriend, his baby mother, teamed up and they was trying to destroy him. Do y'all really think that when I speak about not speaking to certain people that have titles in my life, do y'all really think it's from a one-off situation? Do you really think I'm hurt that bad? Is that the only perspective and narrative you can come up with? Well, you know, you sound hurt. That's what you hear? Because I'm above my hurt. I'm successful. Everybody heard my story. When it comes to your hurt, who knows about it? Nobody, because you're claiming it doesn't exist. It is amazing when individuals say, one woman said to me, you sound hurt, you know, you just got to keep it pushing. This woman had 4 kids by 3 different dudes. She got paid twice a month, and she said one check pays her car note and the other check pays her rent. But she can tell me I'm hurt. When I walk around, I can easily detect because, as I stated earlier, I don't live in the physical. I live in the spiritual. People, don't you know when I drive for Lyft? I drive for Lyft. I got nothing to do. I drive for Lyft. Do you know that the only individuals that ever get in my car and don't speak are women of color? White people don't do it. Black men don't do it. The only individuals that do it are women of color. But am I hurt? Am I bashing when I say that? No, they're the only ones that do it. Only ones. The only ones. I mean, if that's hurt because I can tell you things specifically that was done to me by the women that I love, then when do the realness, when do I have yet, as I told individuals, I have yet to have been challenged on anything I said. The only thing is I guess I shouldn't talk about some of the things that I talk about. I can meet individuals that got 5 kids by 4 different dudes, and it's wrong. And they will defend it. They will defend it. You know why they will defend it? Because it still owns them. You're not supposed to have 5 kids by 4 different dudes. I know individuals, I know a guy that has 4 kids by 4 different women. You're not supposed to have 4 kids by 4 different women. Called me up telling me, hey, man, I'm starting this new job at Newark City Hall in New Jersey, and they're going to garnish my wages. I said, yeah, they're supposed to. What's the problem? Well, I was listening to some of your literature, and you was talking about not paying child support. You need to find that literature and send it to me because I've never said that. People, do you know how many men I had to tell that to? But I bash women? Is that what I do?
Wow.
People, as I'm going to tell you here tonight and as I've told individuals over the years, I help fathers. I don't help child support payers. Because that is the right thing to do, not the wrong thing. And when it comes to wrong, just like hurt, you defend it or you cannot admit it because yours still own you. Mine doesn't own me. That's why my success goes beyond it. When you meet individuals and they are always talking about nonsense and always talking about this and that mug, this and that mug, that, successful people don't got time for that. They don't. We don't, excuse me. We don't got time for that. We don't. We don't. Start admitting things to yourself and be an advocate for all the wrong that was done to you. I promise you, it'll pay dividends. Be an advocate for all the things that hurt you. I promise you, it'll pay dividends. I promise you. And when you do, I can let me know. I'll be here. Good night, y'all.